لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي كان موجودا قبل حدوث الأشياء ويبقى بعد فناء الأشياء، تفرد بالأولية والقدم، ووسما كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم، كما قال عز شأنه: كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه، وكل نفس ذائقة الموت، وقال: كل من عليها فان، ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام، سبحان من لا يخفى عليه اختلاف النيات، ولا يعزب عنه معاصي العباد في الخلوات. نشهد أن لا إله إلا هو الملك الذي لا ينازع في ملكه، ولا يضاد في حكمه، يعذب من يشاء بما يشاء كيف يشاء، ويرحم من يشاء بما يشاء كيف يشاء. ونشهد أن محمدًا سيد المرسلين وخير المبشرين والمنذرين، صلى الله عليه وآله الهداة المهديين. صلوات. من ركب سفينتهم نجا واهتدى، ومن تخلف عنها ضل فغرق وهوى. أوصيكم عباد الله بالاعتصام بالتقوى، فإنه حبل متين وعروة وثقى. Brothers and sisters, I invite myself and all of you to observe taqwa and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every day and seek His guidance and apply it in our lives and seek the guidance from those that Allah has sent for wilayat in this world. These days belong to the wafat, shahadat, and then later on also the occasion of wiladat of Hazrat Siddiqatul Tahira Fatimatul Zahra Salamullahi Alayha. So it is important that we remember this great personality that is beyond our understanding. So we seek some inspiration from the great treasure of hadith that we have from the great family of Holy Prophet. It is first of all in the knowledge of the ulama of Maktab Ahlul Bayt, the ulama of Fiqh Ja'fari. They believe that Hazrat Fatima salamullah alayha, she was born 5 years after Mab'ath. 5 years after the Holy Prophet received his first wahi, first revelation, she was born. In this regard, Allama Qazwini, one of the great writers who compiled one of the very important sources, one of the very important collections about this great lady, where he calls Fatimatul Zahra min al-Mahdi ila al-Lahd, where he says that those who believe that Sayyida Fatima was born before Mab'ath, before the Wahi, they have fabricated hadith, fabricated certain things, because Bani Umayyah wanted to hide the hadith regarding the Mi'raj of Holy Prophet, where he received the fruits from Allah, which he ate, and he later on, that is what led to the birth of Hazrat Fatima to Zahra Salamullah Alayha. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. The Mi'raj obviously happened after Risalat, after the first Wahi Mi'raj, and numerous Mi'raj happened. One of the reports that we have from our 8th Imam عليه الصلاة والسلام, where he said, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله لما عرج عرج بي إلى السماء The Prophet Imam Riza alayhi salam says that the Holy Prophet of Islam, he said that when I was taken to the heaven, أَخَذَ بِيَدِي جِبْرَئِيلِ Jibra'il, he held my hand. فَأَدْخَلَنِي الْجَنَّةِ Then he took me into paradise. فَنَاوَلَنِي مِنْ رُطَبِهَا And he gave me from the fruits, from the dates of paradise. فَأَكَلْتُهُ فَتَحَوَّلَ ذَلِكَ نُطْفَةٌ فِي صُلْبِي I ate that date from paradise, from Jannah, and that became the origin for the birth of my daughter. Where later on he says, فَحُمِلَتْ That is Khadija بِفَاطِمَة That as a result of that later on, when after 40 days of staying away, 40 days of the Arba'een, I can call it, that the Holy Prophet was asked to stay away from Hazrat Khadija, that he went to Mi'raj, and then the fruit that he received from paradise, that was the day he came back to Hazrat Khadija. And from that night, this daughter of Hazrat Khadija began her journey in this world. Please recite a salawat. For Fatima to Hawra Insiya. So Fatima is a huri of paradise in the form of a human being. فَكُلَّمَا اشْتَقْتُ إِلَىٰ رَائِحَةَ الْجَنَّةِ شَمَمْتُ رَائِحَةَ ابْنَتِي فَاطِمَةَ That whenever I longed or I missed paradise, the fragrance of paradise rather, I would smell the fragrance of my daughter Fatima because she carried the same fragrance all her life. This was the account which is narrated in many different ways about the birth of this lady. That those who fabricated the hadith that the report that Fatima Zahra was born before Mab'ath, they wanted to hide this secret of the birth of this lady, which happened after Bi'asat. The reports that we have are enormous. One of the things that is narrated from our Holy Prophet that he said to Hazrat Khadija salamullah alayha, and he said, and part of this hadith, he said, Abshiri ya Khadija. This is a glad tiding for you, Khadija. Be happy. Hadihi bintun ja'alaha Allah umma ahad ashara min khulafai. This daughter that you have, Allah has made her the mother of 11 of my khulafa that will come out after me and after their father, who is Ali Murtaza alayhi salam, these 11 successors, Allahumma sallam, will be born. And we know that people have names in this life. People give each other names and titles. Parents give names to their children. And this name, Fatima, was given by the Prophet of Allah to his daughter. And how it was given is that Allah made an angel put this name on the Prophet's lips, on his tongue. And the Prophet spoke the word Fatima. This is how he uttered this word. But then we have a very beautiful hadith from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, alayhi salatu wassalam, Allahumma salam. Where he says that apart from the names that this lady had on earth or her father gave her, which were also through wahi and from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that alaykum salam, that li Fatima tis'atu asma indallah, that Fatima Zahra has 9 names before Allah, that Allah has 9 names for this lady, that before this she came to this world, that these were names that Allah had given to this lady. And obviously Fatima is one of them, but then we have Siddiqa and Mubarakah and Tahira and Zakiya and Radiya, Mardiya, Muhaddatha and Zahra salamullahi alayha. Regarding the name Fatima itself, there are many narrations. That one of them is narrated that the Holy Prophet said that Jibreel told me that this your daughter has been named Fatima because she safeguards her followers from hellfire. لِأَنَّهَا فَطَمَتْ شِعَتَهَا مِنَ النَّارِ. This Fatima will protect, will guard her followers from the hellfire. We can explain it in many ways. One is that the person who follows this lady, because of the line and path of Fatima, because of the teachings, the akhlaq and the ibadat, and her obedience to Allah, right? A person will practically be able to save himself. But it also points to her position in this dunya and akhirat, that she is shafi'ah, that she will provide shafa'at in this dunya, at the departure from this dunya, in the other alam, and also on the day of judgment, that in all the marahil, Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha, will save and protect her followers from hellfire and lead them towards paradise. This is a great position. And in the same respect, we find that there are hadiths agreed upon by ulama of Khassa and Amma, Shia and Sunni, all scholars, they believe that أول من دخل الجنة فاطمة الزهراء سلام الله عليه الله سلام. That Fatima will be the first to enter paradise. In this one virtue, Fatima سلام الله عليه has a distinction over her father. That means she has, among the مختصات of this lady, that she will be the first to enter even before her own father, which was the greatest of Allah's messengers. Also from our sixth Imam, where he said, Tadri ayya shay'in, Imam alayhi salam said to the Rawi, to the Sahabi who was present, he said, do you know what is the tafsir of the name Fatima? And the Rawi said, Akhbirni ya Sayyidi. He said, I do not know. You educate me. And Imam alayhi salam said, Fatimat min ash-shar. He said, because Fatima has been kept away from all evil. From every evil, every najasat, every impurity, she has been kept away and kept pure from all forms of impurity in aqaid, right? In her actions, in the akhlaq and sifat or kamalat batini, in all regards, Fatima al-Zahra has been kept pure and away from all defects and all shar and all evil. Then he said this phrase where he said, Lawla anna amir al-mu'mineen tazawwajaha lama kana laha kufwun. He said, if Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam had not married Fatima al-Zahra, lama kana laha kufwun, she would never even have found a match ila yawm al-qiyamah ala wajh al-ard adam fama dunahu. She would not have found a match on this earth, right, till the day of judgment, from Adam alayhi salam and all those that came after Adam. There was not one single person who could be of the level that would be considered a kufu, a match, you know, a person suitable for the place of Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha. Salawat. Well, all of these names have riwayat associated with them, Siddiqa and Muhaddatha and all of them. But these are days of shahadat of this lady. These are days there that Fatima salamullah alayha left this world. And many to this day have not understood what that means. Either people have decided not to look into the facts of history, or those who know have not grasped the seriousness and the extent of tragedy that happened to the Holy Prophet, to happen to Ali Murtaza, that happened to Islam as a whole by the death of this lady. Why is it that Fatima salamu alayha would die and would leave a note and say in her will and wasiyah to Imam Ali, Ali, bury me at night and do not inform people. Do not inform anyone. Let not people participate in my burial. This is a tragedy that if you look at, try to grasp what it means. Who is this lady? She's a lady with her was called Zahra. Zahra means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he created the light of Fatima al-Zahra, right? Her light spread across the universe, across all the worlds of creation that Allah has, that the angels could not hold their eyes and they fell down in prostration, and the angels asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, what is this light? that we cannot see. It is so strong that we cannot see. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this light is the light of my kaniz, my amah, Fatima, and I've created her from the nur of my azamat. That is what I have created, right? And from this lady, from this amah that I've created, all my khulafa will be through her line, right? All will be associated with her. Her husband will be the wali, her father will be, and her children, right, will be one by one the khulafa of Allah upon us. That's why we say, Allahumma bihaqqi Fatima wa abiha wa ba'liha wa baniha. And all prayers are answered when you remember these personalities, where the center of all of these is the lady. That we remember today that Fatima, she died with such a mazloom. She is the mazloom of alam. She was Siddiqatun Shahida, as in the hadith we find. Siddiqatun Shahida. And she was killed, and this tragedy, this zulm was concealed from the eyes of people. To this day, this zulm has been concealed. The lady who said, give my salam to my dhurriya till the day of judgment. On her final lord, she said, Ali, give my salam to all my children till the day of judgment. And we are to mourn over this lady, because to follow, to share this grief, perhaps we will lift some of the burden on the Prophet. That we can give some consolation to the Prophet and to the Imam alayhi salatu wasalam of our time, who is mourning constantly, that only our Imams know what this musibat means. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this great shining example in our lives to follow, and inspire us with the knowledge about this lady, and give us the shafa'at in this dunya and akhirat inshaAllah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Idha ja'a nasrullahi wal-fath wa ra'ayta an-nasa yadkhuluna fi dinillahi afwaja fasabbih bihamdi rabbika wastaghfirhu innahu kana tawwaba. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Allah salli ala Muhammad. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحليم الكريم غافر الذنب وقابل التوب وهو الغفور الرحيم سبحان من سبقت رحمته غضبه وبسط اليدين بالرحمة اللهم صل على سيد المرسلين وشفيع المذنبين نبي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وعلى إمام المسلمين وقائد الغر المحجلين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب صلوات الله عليه وآله وعلى سيدة نساء العالمين وبذعة خاتم المرسلين سيدتنا فاطمة بنت رسول الله صلوات الله عليها اللهم صل على وعلى الحسن المجتبى والحسين الشهيد بكربلاء وعلي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحي آثار البدع والطغيان هادم بنية الشرك والنفاق صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آبائه الكرام اللهم عجل فرجه وسخل مخرجه أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المجيد وسورة البقرة بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى وقوموا لله قانتين. It is in the verse 238 of Surah Mubarakah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, attend constantly to prayers and to the middle prayer, and stand up truly obedient to Allah. Hafidhu ala salawat, maintaining and observing the salawat in daily prayers regularly is an important advice of Quran. Hafidhu, hafidhu is from hifz. Hifz usually means to memorize something or to protect something. Hafidhu means collectively all of you hold on to salat and regularly practice it. Was salat al-wusta, and the middle prayer, was salatul wusta, between the fajr prayer and the evening maghrib prayer, there is a salatul wusta. In the Shia narrations, it is generally accepted that Salatul Wusta means the noon prayer, the Zuhr prayer. On Friday, the Zuhr prayer becomes the Salatul Jum'ah. That you offer Salatul Jum'ah, and if you offer it with the niyat of wujub, that takes the place of Zuhr Salat. If you offer with the niyat of Qurbat, then you have to offer Zuhr. But the noon prayer is Salatul Wusta. Hafidhu ala salawat. Salat every day, especially the Salatul Wusta, it emphasizes that during the hours of the day, a person will struggle to take those few minutes away from all the other things and focus himself to the Rabbul Alameen, to connect his heart with the provider of all everything, that I have to go back to him, to remind himself that this dunya is not abadi, this dunya is not azali, this dunya is only for, it's transient, it's only for a little while, and soon I am departing, and to remember and to remind myself that the journey ahead, well, I must prepare for it, and that this world should not involve me too much that I forget, lose track of the more important things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us attain this quality. وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ, and stand truly obedient to Allah. Qunut with ta at the end, it means submission and obedience. There are certain current events that we would like to focus on briefly, and also regarding our own community here. Well, look at the international news. We look at another sad event took place, which is the destruction of the shrine of Hazrat Ammar ibn Yasir. Ammar was among the companions of Holy Prophet and among the companions and disciples of Mawla al-Muwahideen, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wassalam. And Ammar had a special place in Islam, because the Holy Prophet had said that the side on Ammar will be the side of Haqq, and the other side will be the side of Baghi and Dalal. And in the Battle of Siffin, Ammar Yasir was on the side of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And that became another hujjat of the Haqq and the truth of the Imam Ali alayhi salam. And when people went to Muawiyah to say that it is in Hadith, and people know that Ammar will be the distinction between Haqq and Batil, and he's on the side of Ali, and Muawiyah tried to confuse the issue. And he said, who brought Ammar to this battlefield? There's always Haqq and always others who try to mix Haqq with Batil. Today, there are these people who attacked the shrine of Ammar Yasir, another companion, before it was Hijr ibn Adi. And they destroyed, and even more tragic is that they dug up the grave of Hijr ibn Adi and they moved his body from there to some unknown place. And again, these enemies are after the holy places of the family or the companions of the family of Holy Prophet. What you see is the grudge and the hatred they are showing is towards the family of Holy Prophet to this day, or the companions who stayed loyal to the path of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam and did not choose the other way, which was the way of misguidance. This is part of a movement around the world, the movement based on the Islam that is Muharraf, a distorted shape of Islam, in which the basic elements of Islam, the advice on justice, the advice on rights of human beings, right? Advice of, let's say, all human beings belong to the same family, even those are ignored. And these people, they are out to kill anyone who do not agree with their viewpoint. And they have been supported by Western governments, they have been supported, and among them become those terrorists that then become a headache for themselves. But for their timely use, they use them to inflict harm on whoever challenges the authority of the imperialists. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the guidance of those who are misled because of ignorance. And may Allah remove those who are bent upon taking lives of innocent people. In Egypt, there is clashes going on between the police and the people in many cities. It is very sad how Egypt has come to this point. We had a tyranny for many years, and then people rose up to bring justice, and they wanted to stand in the field in support of Palestinians, right? And unfortunately, because of different things that happened, they lost track of all that. And instead of focusing on unity and focusing on making better the condition of the people, they focus on other agenda. And the plight of Palestinians were ignored as well. And the promises they had made to their people in Egypt, those were ignored as well. Result was the situation turned upside down. And again, we have the same situation happening once again. The people are dissatisfied because their promises, after all, have not been kept. And you see, injustice, whoever does it is the same meaning. Doesn't matter the rule of the army or the other government. You have one power oppressing others. This is injustice. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring peace. First of all, peace and security is the first and foremost need of all people. If there's no security in a place, there's no security in a country, what else can you gain from it? Amnesty International has asked President Obama to break silence about Saudi government's abuses. Saudi Arabia was a country, was the Saudi government, I would say, was a government administration created by others and supported and funded and militarily, in a military way, supported by outsiders. And the relations between US and Saudi have strained a little bit recently, and for whatever reasons, and there's no time to discuss all that. But now people are speaking up that the amount of human rights abuses going on in Saudi Arabia that have been overlooked for a long time should now be taken into account, especially inside the country, where it's suppressing those who have been held in prisons without trial. And also the interference of Saudi Arabia and Bahrain, interference of Saudi Arabia and Yemen, and in Syria, where they have been for 3 years at least, sending terrorists, which have now, they have blocked it, and they have announced that no one is allowed to go and fight in Syria. They are the same people for last 2 or 3 years. They have been sending both arms and people trained to kill in Syria. How far Muslims have come from Islam? Islam that talks about the honoring the life of people, above all, kuffar and Muslim alike. Where in the history of Holy Prophet you find that the Prophet, because of someone's faith, he kills that person? There's no such thing in Islam. There are Jews living, there are Christians living, there are people of all different beliefs coexisting together. The Holy Prophet of Islam was the first to write the Mithaq of Medina. The constitution he wrote, and everyone accepted and followed that constitution. How is it possible that people of this faith of Islam, for any justification, they would raise their swords against another person of a different faith, let alone be person calling himself a Muslim, right? And Quran says clearly, you have no right to deny the faith of another person if he calls himself a Muslim. You have no right to, for example, reject the claim of the person, right? How is it that you have such a deviant group within Islam that uses the name of Islam and Allahu Akbar and beheads people, cuts off their limbs and plays with their heads like a football or soccer field? These are videos they post up there, heinous and horrible and heartbreaking accounts that they have been putting up there. And what are we teaching, what are we showing, and what are we seeing really? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the Zuhur of Imam close. Briefly about Alhamdulillah Al-Hadi school, we had parents teachers meeting today, and many parents came, and shows how much our parents are concerned and to keep the level and standard of our school really high. Many people are working very hard, and all subjects, the star exams and all the state examinations, they have been conducted in a very professional manner. There have been proper trainings given, the teachers have received training. to conduct and supervise the STAR exams here and other exams in the same way that students have taken part. Alhamdulillah, we are proud to say that Al Hadi is doing very well in professionally, in academic terms, very well, and we need the continuous support of our community to keep this school expanding, because this is a promise for our future. It's a promise that our students have a place where they can both study very well and also follow their religion and increase their knowledge and be encouraged to follow their religion instead of all the discouragement coming from outside. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us more tawfiq and protect our holy shrines across the world, and give long life to the leader and our Hawzat-e Ilmiya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give long life to Ayatollah Sistani. We all heard that he wasn't feeling well. May Allah give him shifa and sihat and all the manajis takhleed. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wal asri innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilus salihat wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bis sabr.